Chapter 1. Driving without a license with a dead body in the back seat probably wasn't my brightest idea. I didn't give too much thought to my current predicament until the flashing lights and siren filled my rear window. I swallowed the last bit of spit, and it felt like I was trying to ingest a handful of spikes. I caught a glimpse of my face in the rearview mirror. There was no wiping the amount of blood smeared on me away. If the officer pulled me over, I would land in jail, and I was still way too close to where Lucifer was to take that chance. "You aren't chasing me," I whispered, wishing it to be so. The police car changed lanes and flew by me. I uttered a high-pitched laugh. I wasn't sure if that had been a result of my words or just dumb luck, but either way, I would take it. I wasn't going insanely fast like Tom had driving up to the cabin, but I wasn't going the speed limit either. I wanted home. I wanted Alex's arms. I wanted someone to tell me what I did was okay. I didn't know if I would get any of those things. My vision blurred. I wiped away my tears and focused on the road. Pushing the pedal to the floor was tempting, but that was a surefire way to land in a world of trouble. I glanced at the body lying prone on the back seat. Tom Ryan had died to save the world, but it had been all for nothing. Lucifer still got out before I was able to shut down the breach between our world and hell. Instead of wallowing in growing despair, I focused on what had happened the moment I ate the last of Tom's heart. My stomach lurched and I swallowed back the bile. I had no idea what would happen if I vomited now. I certainly couldn't do it at 80 miles per hour. Tom's memories swarmed in my head, but it wasn't just his memories. It was so many others going back thousands of years to a time when archangels walked among us. My hands trembled with the sheer volume in my head. It rivaled the aching power pulsing just underneath my skin. I didn't have the first clue of how to use the arsenal I now had. That was quickly realized when I tried to close Tom's chest and nothing happened. But I sure felt every ounce of the power inside me. I thought my firepower was strong. This little infusion of angel magic made all my cells hum. I reached the town of York at a little after midnight. My muscles ached with the tension tightening my body. I drove past Tom and Bridget's house. I couldn't face either Bridget or Tom's daughter, April, right now. A lump formed in my throat and I couldn't swallow it. By the time I rolled up to the keypad at CJ's gate, my entire form shook and tears blurred my vision. I didn't even have to roll my window down. The gate opened at the same time as the front door, and the blindingly pure light of CJ's aura shined on the front walkway, making me squint. I pulled into the driveway, put the truck in park, and engaged the parking brake like Tom had taught me. That small activity brought the sobs back while I climbed out of the car. I made it two steps before I dropped to my knees on the walkway and buried my face in my hands. "Where's Tom?" CJ asked, and his voice carried worry that I couldn't deal with. I pointed at the truck. All I could do was shake my head. CJ stumbled to his knees next to me. "He's dead?" His words pierced my heart along with his raw emotions. I felt the loss as if I were CJ, and it was crushing. I glanced up to see a stream of tears rolling down his face as he stared at the truck. "We failed," I squeaked out between sobs. "It was all for nothing." His gaze jumped to mine and widened. A blur of motion came towards me and then arms wrapped around me. It took a second to realize Alex had been the one to hug me, not CJ, but his presence didn't stop the tears. It didn't stop the churn of my stomach or the heat building inside me at my failure. Alex helped me to my feet and led me towards the front door, leaving his father kneeling on the brick pavers. There was no consoling CJ. His emotions flowed over me like a suffocating wave of fire. Even as Alex sat me on the couch and brought a wet towel to wipe my face, I couldn't climb out from under the weight of CJ's despair. Alex cupped my chin and lifted it so I would meet his gaze. "Are you hurt?" he asked, and then glanced down at the soiled cloth in his hand. His worried blue eyes waited for an answer. I shook my head, unable to articulate while I studied Alex's aura. Light still shined, but it was much duller than CJ's. My heart constricted in my chest, and the horror of what I'd unleashed prickled my skin.